have a basketball program that we all expect to compete for Big Ten and national championships year in and year out.
There's no other way to look at it. It's one of the better jobs in Big Ten.
Final four!
I didn't think you got me this good, but it feels good!
The Orange Crusher got him low! It's the Frank Williams Show!
Welcome on in, everybody, to the boardroom. Maddie here, alongside Johnny and Sam, finally back with another episode after an 80-54 win over Oregon. No doubt it feels good, but I don't know about you. I don't know how we all are feeling, if this feels like a regular win in the sense of you obviously had to scrape us off the floor a couple Saturday nights ago after the UCLA loss, and still have the taste in our mouth from the shit sandwich that Merez Johnson served to us hot on a platter. So feels nice to win, but certainly have that taste in my mouth. So let's chat about it here with our penultimate game of the Big Ten regular season.
Yeah, it was great to get back in the win column. Great to end senior night the way that every senior night should, which is with a walk-on hitting a huge three to get everyone in Orange Crush a free cover at Cam's, which was great. But yeah, the win doesn't really offset the couple of tough losses that we had. But to me, it seemed like, hey, we needed a get-right game. And after Andre went scoreless in the Michigan game to put up 21 against Oregon, great sign. And to see some of the other guys, like, I think this team still just needs a little bit more reintegration with all of the different pieces, with Kylan and Andre being out. And just got to build a little bit of chemistry. Like, I really like that unit where it was basically like the bench guys and David and Kyle and Keaton. We went on a huge run at the start of the first half when they came in. We went on a huge run at the start of the second half when they came in. And it's really just like building that chemistry so we get there in March.
By any means necessary. It was nice to see Andre aggressive in a non-reckless way. I think Michigan, obviously everyone knows he didn't score any points. Also, by the way, just speaking of Andre, before I forget, did you guys know that Peja was his dad? I just wanted that to hadn't really been pointed out up until this broadcast here. So really just wanted to hammer that point home. Nice to see him aggressive in a non-reckless way. Dissimilar from Michigan on Saturday night, where it felt like he was trying to force a little bit. Good to see him back.
I think you can just tell sometimes when a guy maybe had a rough week at practice with Brad. I kind of got that vibe from him.
Yeah, and Brad said in the pregame saying like he had a phenomenal practice ahead of
classic.
Time. So
classic
Brad made sure of it.
Yeah, exactly. Brad made sure of it, but also Brad will make sure to like reiterate to him, hey, you had a great week of practice and look what happened. And obviously it was like a long, when you have a Friday night game, that like your entire weekend is just, we lost. And then thankfully, like an early Tuesday game was huge, right? If we had to wait until Wednesday or Thursday, like we had to wait between UCLA and Michigan. Like, it's nice to just get these guys playing and thinking about games. And yeah, I think, Sam, you're totally right that Brad probably sent him to the treadmill during practice for sure.
A lot of treadmills.
And I don't know how much this really influences Brad, but in this transfer portal age, I think it's nice to just make sure your guy gets a nice bounce back 21 point night so he can kind of feel good about the end of the regular season too.
So what you're saying is make sure that it was not Andre's senior night tonight.
Correct.
Yeah.
Four and 4 years is a lot of schools.
It is a lot of schools. And we did have Ben senior night tonight, his second, after he did walk last year. Very cool moment that he was walking with a member of the women's team, his wife. And I thought he was really solid tonight. I thought a couple threes. I was a little disappointed how abruptly Brad kind of pulled Ben and Kylan. Like
Yeah,
he
I
kind of
noticed
did it so that they could get
that.
a standing
Standing.
O before the under four. But I was like, can we individually do it? Like I feel like these guys have earned that.
It was confusing. They took them out. I saw. I was like, all right, Ben's out. And I was like, all right, I guess Kylan will come in at the next one. And then they showed Kylan as well, and I didn't realize they were taking both of them out. He didn't. They didn't. He didn't get quite. Kylan didn't get quite the moment. Maybe I thought he'd get. Again, you kind of forget that he only was here for 2 years, right? When you think about Kylan's journey, it feels like he was here a lot longer than that. So maybe you got to play him for more than 2 years for Brad to get the under four solo pull. Otherwise, you're getting paired with Ben there.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, would have loved the individual so kiss the block eye sort of moment, but
Which.
thankfully we did get the AJ Red moment. What were you
AJ
going to
Red.
say,
I was saying,
Maddie?
speaking of which, the kiss the block eye moment, obviously, like when I close my eyes and I think of that, I think, senior year night when I was in college, Malcolm Hill, right? And they were talking on the broadcast how Kylan's favorite player growing up was Malcolm Hill. It's like, bro, what? Like, how old are you? Like, in my mind, I'm like, all right, fine. When Malcolm was in college, Kylan was like 15 or 16 or so. Like, no, Kylan must have been like 11 or something, 10,
And
when.
yeah, that was 10 years
When
ago, right?
Malcolm was in college there, like oof, that goes by quick. I love the also they're talking the Orange Crush, right? They get free cover at Cam's. I love how, not to get all like performative, we're so old, but like we're texting here in the group chat of like, oh, should we start the podcast a couple minutes early? Get to bed a couple minutes early, and it's like it's 10 o'clock. Like the college kids are going out now. They got free cover at Cam's. Like going, and we're talking about starting the podcast an extra like 4 minutes early to get to bed here on a school night. So I miss those days.
I had the thought, I was like, free cover for these kids who just went to the game at 10. Like, what good does that do? And then I was like, that does a lot of good, actually,
Does a lot of
on a
good.
Tuesday night in Champaign. That,
Tuesday night's a big
yeah,
night. Tuesday night's a big
that's
night.
that is the currency.
Especially when, did you guys hear the news about Joe's?
Yeah.
No.
Their liquor license got revoked or something like that.
Johnny, you gotta get on Instagram. You're getting killed out here, man.
Yeah, I'm
You're
behind.
missing the news.
Actually, I think I saw this one from TikTok, but I did see it on Instagram too. So it's not closing down, but they're not selling booze anymore, purportedly.
Yeah, which not to go on like a separate tangent, but I feel like U of I, like they need more bars. Like I feel like when we've gone back to campus and we see how long the lines are and how crazy cover is for these bars, it's insane. Like it's like a legit like
I agree.
issue for like I feel bad for these kids
Yeah, they're waiting
waiting
down
in
the
line that
line.
long.
Make my idea, $1 million idea. If you made a CAMS 2.0 and you just put it right next to CAMS, or even like, I don't know,
Overflow.
overflow CAMS. You're telling me it wouldn't be jam-packed, right? Cochran, does he own CAMS now, right? Like, if you're telling me you just didn't build another bar anywhere on campus and called it CAMS 2.0, that wouldn't be profitable.
Satellite cams piss or something.
It doesn't make sense to me. There's like two bars that people go to on campus. Make it make sense. Finance and advertising people. You too.
We'll think about it. But you know who can't buy drinks legally at cams?
Johnny's like, enough of this.
Kylan Boswell is still 20 years old,
You
Maddie.
kidding me?
Yeah,
Are you fucking joking me?
it's crazy that he is 20, Mihailo's 23. Like,
Sheesh, man.
it might
Kylan's
have
a.
been Mihailo's senior night too tonight, if we're being honest.
Oh, stop it. Kylan is just a grown ass man. That is just so impressive that he's 20. Like you look
Yeah.
at that kid and you're like, he's been in college for 7 years. He's friggin' Chad Baker Mazzara. He's 25. Like, no, he's 20 years old. Like, that is so impressive.
Yeah, it's insane because I mean he early enrolled, so he was 17 when he started at Arizona, and we've known about him before that because we obviously were recruiting him and he was a local kid. Yeah, it's insane that he's 20. The ages on this team are all over the place, but yeah, I'm trying to think any other big like senior night thoughts. or any reflections. It's weird that we haven't had like a 4-year player in a couple of
Well,
years be a senior night. I guess
no one
next
does.
year, Ty. Yeah, that's
No,
true.
you saw the stat, right? About
In the
like
Big
the,
Ten, where there are like 10
yeah.
players or
There
something.
was like one in the SEC, I think. Right? I think was it a Mizzou guy? I can't quite remember. Like, it's a thing of the past. I know Robert had tweeted earlier today, citing that tweet. It's like team records might just be safe like forever now, right? Like, you just aren't gonna have guys playing for 4 years. Quick straw poll here, gun to your head, odds Mirkovic plays 4 years in Champaign.
Hopefully he does. I mean,
I'm asking for like a real non-biased opinion here. It's impossible. It's just so impossible to
gonna say like
handicap.
31% chance.
I
I
like
don't know
that.
why. I don't know why. It
Repeat
just
repeating.
repeating.
Of
Yeah.
course.
Of course. Yeah.
I would say there's a definitely a high chance that he only plays at Illinois. But whether or not he stays 4 years is really the question.
Okay. That is, I like that. That's true.
That's a good answer.
I like that answer, Johnny. That's good. Yeah, it feels unlikely. Certainly, under 50% chance, not the majority likelihood. But yeah, next year, Ty, is he your only four year guy right there? Man, that could be an emotional senior night right there. If he, depending on what happens next season, if he comes back and plays and maybe plays a big role, that would be quite a senior night right there.
And obviously, Tommy would be a senior on senior night because of the famous started as a sophomore.
That's true. He's got a couple more taxable deduction charitable donations to make here before his senior night. Yeah, again, these last few senior nights have definitely felt kind of lesser than usual. Sam, you know my favorite senior night quandary from a bunch of years ago that I still bitch about every once in a while.
Is it? No, I don't know if I do.
It's the Tyler Underwood
I was going to guess that, yeah.
getting the
Getting the start,
start
yeah.
against Iowa
And
in just
Kipper, and Kipper.
that one is a little
I know,
more
I know, I know.
justified. Again, this is no disrespect to Tyler Underwood. He was not a starter. He was not a bench player. He was a walk-on Brad's kid, and you're fighting here for your lives here, and you're playing Tyler Underwood in legitimate minutes to start the game against your rival Iowa. Like, I get it. It's senior night. You're here to win the game. That's my yearly senior night gripe. But Brad hasn't done anything like that since.
Was that Nebraska
It was
or
Iowa.
Iowa, you're right. His
Yeah.
first senior night. I was thinking of his second senior
His
night.
front
Yeah.
his second senior
Yes.
night, he did not
Yes.
get that treatment. His
Yes.
first senior night,
Yeah.
we won the game. We still won the game, thankfully. But I was livid. And again, no disrespect. It's not personal. I want to win the damn game. And I'm sure Brad Under wants to win the damn game too. Play your starters. Play your starters. Like, imagine if AJ Red started tonight. I guess that's actually different. We are a 19-point favorite against Oregon. That actually feels a little bit different. But yeah, imagine if he was starting.
Weren't you guys kind of shocked how early Brad pulled the guys? Like, it
Totally.
was so out of character how often he keeps guys in. I was like, are we sure? I honestly felt like a hypocrite because I was like, 20-point game, like they could get it pretty close. I guess
Totally.
UCLA has scarred us a little bit, but
Yeah, I
it
totally agree.
was.
Which then the game finished with like, I think it was like there was a point late in the game where it was like AJ Miho. And then I think it was like Andre Merck and Tommy on the floor, which was just like a funny combo.
Funny combo. And then Merck fouls out, which we
Yeah.
haven't had a guy fall out in a long time. Or did someone fall out against Michigan? Maybe. But, and then you bring in Blake. Great rebound from Blake.
He got up. He's
Got up on that
athletic. I
one.
mean, what are you supposed to, what
Yeah.
else? Yeah, he's athletic. Of course he's gonna get up there. And the rest was history. 80
And
to 54. But yes, I agree, Johnny. It was like 320, 330, 327. Bring AJ in, pull the starters in. I was like, all right. I'm fine with it, but we know how he feels about the metrics about, strength of win there. But 26-point win, I think no harm, no foul. AJ got a little trigger happy there with that first three. maybe a little bit too far out range wise, but hitting that other one in the corner and then hitting
That was
that.
so funny
That
in the
was so,
timeout when
yeah.
Brad is yelling at him and he's
He
kind
was
of
just trying not to fly
smirking.
out. Yeah, see, it's like, what are you gonna do, man? My college career is done here in like 5 minutes, basically. Like, what? We're up 20 points. Like, I'm gonna shoot that, coach.
I don't know if
That's
anyone has gotten yelled at like that by Brad and like had so little to lose.
it's
Like
nothing.
you can't hurt me.
Nothing to lose, which again, this is now apparently the AJ Red episode. Congratulations. He's the first player to trigger his or clinch his post Illinois career opportunity here.
Correct. Yeah, he is employed. He'll be employed by Larry Geese.
Madison Industries on their medical
Madison.
devices team, right? Congratulations. AJ knows what team he's on before anyone else next year.
The way he talked about it, he's like, "Yeah, I'm just excited to like get in there and start like getting to work." He sounded like a new coach who was just hired. He's like, "Yeah, I'm like just excited to like get in the locker room
He's
and
been around
he's like, I'm
like
excited to fire up Excel and just
careful, careful
see,
what you wish for, brother. Let's
fire up Epic and really get in there. The boys at Striker are really excited to see me.
Which Sam, you did point out, it was a really interesting interaction between Larry and AJ, right? Like how they got acclimated.
They got paired up. Coach Fletch paired them up in the weight room was
Wait, wait,
the
wait, wait,
wording of the
wait,
tweet.
wait, 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 wait,
Yeah.
wait,
Yeah,
wait.
he said Larry and I really bonded when we were in the weight room together. Like, basically, what I've learned is if you donate $100 million, you can have access to the Illinois gym. So is that like the most expensive gym membership in the country?
Of all time. Of all time.
Which access to the gym is one thing, but then like, how do you get like, is this like a shadow program? Like, Larry shadows the basketball team, and
Like
then like
Larry's
you shadow,
spotting.
yeah. He's spotting
AJ's
AJ.
like,
Hey AJ,
yeah,
I
my
want you
bench. Yeah,
to
I'm putting a couple extra racks on. Can you
like
help me out here?
Blake, you're gonna go with Mihaila today, and then AJ, I'm gonna pair you up with Larry.
That's a great pairing right there. Do you think he's in practice too? Do you think Larry's just kind of taking charges in practice as well, like the team managers? Do you think he's like, does 100 million get you access to basically anything you want? I'd imagine it does. Like
I
if
think
Larry's
so.
like, hey, I want to come to practice and I want to play.
Yeah, you scout team.
Like
You scout
I
team,
want
yeah.
to be Nate Biddle. I want to be like the Nate
Yeah.
Biddle for scout team. Like, do you think he?
Larry might have more hair than Nate Biddle.
I didn't. I wasn't going there. I wasn't trying to go there. Was not trying to go there. Hey, look, money buys you anything you want, including hair. So that's the least of Larry's concerns. So yeah, congrats AJ on signing that offer letter over at Madison Industries. What else? Again, tonight's game.
Yeah, I mean, the thing with tonight's game, I'd like to get a few of our guys back on track a little bit. Tommy's still not hitting his threes, and I'm really hoping Maryland is a get right game for him. Island, same thing. His presence is there, but he's still not like the ball's not quite going in as much for him. So I'm hoping Maryland, those guys figure it out. Big Ten tournament, we're firing on all cylinders. Which kind of leads us to, should we talk about the tough couple of days
We can
before
touch
this
on
one?
touch on it if you want, Johnny. Why don't we let you just
Tell us
kind
your
of
feelings.
wax and poetically a little bit.
Yeah, it's funny. I don't know. The Michigan loss hurt, right? They were the better team. I'm still really hung up on UCLA and honestly, Wisconsin. Like those two losses are going to haunt me. Michigan, okay, they're basically one of the two best teams in the country, top three team in the country. And sometimes you're not, it's just going to be a bad matchup, right? Like our team's really good because we've got great bigs and we've got like a guard who's an All-American in Keaton. Well, they were able to match up with that really nicely, putting Yaxel on Keaton, who he's 23 guarding a 19-year-old, and Yaxel's going to be in the NBA. And then Michigan's two bigs, Merez and Ademar, are going to, they've got NBA potential too, and they're going to match up well against the Mercs and the Tommies and the Vonnemuyers. So they kind of neutralized us. And sometimes teams are just going to be a bad matchup. And I'm fine with losing that game. Losing the UCLA game was really tough, though. And we were all together for that game. And let's just say Maddie and I took a silent Uber ride
I
home
was
together
afraid. I was
because I
afraid to even
was,
look at you.
yeah.
I was afraid to even look at like a dog when a dog has like a roast beef sandwich in his mouth, and you're like, I need to kind of get it out, but you can't even touch the. You can't even look at the dog, or he'll growl. I was scared, Johnny. I was scared. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, it was bad. I was it ruined my night. It ruined the next day for me. Like my favorite movie is Miracle on Ice, and I couldn't even enjoy the USA Canada gold medal game, I'll be honest. Like I woke up during the middle of the game, just kind of turned it on, watched it, numb emotions, we won, cool. Versus had we won, would have woken up at 7 in the morning, gotten all hyped and watched it, and instead it was like, okay. The team that I care, that I actually care about, that I've spent hours and hours thinking about, just lost in a heartbreaker to UCLA, you
Yeah.
know? And I may have had some not so positive vibes on the crew that we were with. So you got sometimes it's hard to control your emotions when you're up 23 and then
You were getting scraped off the floor there. Everyone was like leaving
Didn't
the event. Just yeah.
Maddie have to like was that night where you were like I might just like start walking home?
Johnny,
Yeah, I was gonna walk home.
I'm like, all right, Johnny, you want to split an Uber? We'll drop you off at your place, drop me off at mine. And he's like, I'm gonna walk home. And I'm pretty sure it's like a 75-minute walk home. It
Just
was
gonna
like
start
kind of cold,
walking and
snowing.
wherever I end
I
up.
don't
Yeah, it
think
was
you,
probably like 20 degrees. Like it
yeah,
was.
you didn't realize I ordered an Uber. We walked outside, and you're like, did we miss the red line? I'm like, Johnny, I ordered us an Uber. You sound like just a zombie, like just getting scraped off the floor. I'm totally with you, Johnny. Michigan, as much as I hate to say it, like. A very much so a contender for the national championship, very much so an echelon above Illinois, who's still an incredibly good team and absolutely will make a bid for the Final Four and absolutely can. That UCLA game was inexcusable the way you blew that, right? Just absolutely inexcusable with how much fun you're having in the first half going on multiple kill shots. You had an avalanche, your 23-0 run. You're almost at a UConn right there. You're 7 points away from a UConn. And in 14 minutes, I believe, essentially, to blow that lead going into the second half. And with the way that inbounds pass at the end went, like that was just shades of, well, we've seen that before. Tennessee a couple years back, or last season, I should say, non-conference. So that one hurt. That one was just an absolute dagger. The Michigan game was just whatever. They boat raced us. They're the better team. So that's why, like, I led with the top, feeling okay, but still a little bit wound, like a little bit sore wounded here.
Hopefully we'll get another shot at Michigan too. Like it's whatever,
Next
but
Saturday, next
next
Sunday,
Saturday.
next or next Sunday.
No, it would be Saturday
Saturday.
because we're shaping up.
Semifinals.
If it's the 1 versus 4, it'd
Oh,
be
the seed.
Saturday.
We essentially, which we essentially, barring, a collapse at Maryland, and I know it's Maryland, I know it's the bugaboo, you've essentially locked up your trippy bye. It seems to me.
We're
We
looking.
have the tiebreaker with Purdue. If we lost to Maryland and then what, Wisconsin beats Purdue there, then I think am I doing that bracketology correct there?
I think you are correct.
So you take care of Maryland, secure that trippy bye right there. So, that could be a fun Saturday, or very much so. That St. Patrick's Day is always a really fun day, or a really not fun day. So that could shape up for a rematch right there if things all shape right there for Josh's wife's 30th birth, another 30th birthday. How many more 30th birthdays do we got this season, guys? I think this is the last one. I think this is the last one.
Yeah, this season.
Yeah.
John,
Hopefully,
you're Johnny,
I'm like,
you there, big dog, you there?
no, yeah. What I was going to say is, I always try to coach myself during the Big Ten tournament to be like, hey, this game, in some ways, it'd be great if we win. If we don't win, we get more rest ahead of the tournament. And then we get there and you're playing Michigan. And of course, all I want to do is kick their asses, you know? And I'm trying to coach myself ahead of time. Hey, Big Ten tournament, whatever. If we don't play on Sunday, great news, because then we get some time off. But Then it's Merez and it's a tie game with 8 minutes left, and it's like we need this game so bad.
Ooh, yeah, no, I'm with you. The Big Ten tournament doesn't matter until it does. Like there are a couple instances in which you can lose in the Big Ten tournament, and it's like, you know what? Fine. Like hell, if we go wire to wire with a team like Michigan or something like that, and we lose at the end, fine. At least we're competitive with a team that we got boat raced with a couple weeks ago, and we can prove that we can play with the big dogs. If we somehow, some way, make our way to Sunday and we lose to a team on Sunday and it goes wire wire, fine. You can win. You can live with that. But when you lose to like an Indiana, when we lost to them, like that was an unacceptable in the Big Ten tournament. Like it's moments like that where I'm like, well, now I'm pissed that we lost it. So I think the context does matter in the Big Ten tournament. There are just more contexts that piss me off than I think don't piss us. There's like one or two contexts. One of them is winning the whole thing. That you're okay with it. I'm totally with you, Johnny, and I think most fans are. But I said it a couple weeks ago. I kind of don't care about the Big Ten tournament this year. Like this year, I'm so locked in on you need tournament results this year that I'm willing to
Correct.
sacrifice Big Ten. I know it doesn't work this way, but I'm willing to sacrifice somehow Big Ten tournament results if it means tournament results. Like we've won the regular season, we've won the conference tournament. Like this is the year where it just spiritually it feels like this is just the year. So if that weird voodoo means like we got to sacrifice, a fun Saturday or a fun Sunday or even a fun Friday in the Big Ten tournament, so be it.
Yeah, and it's weird too because if we're 4-5, that means we'd be playing Purdue, which that is no gimme. Like usually when I think of okay, you get the double bye, then you kind of get a gimme in your first round, and then the Saturday game's gonna be tough and the Sunday game's gonna be really tough. Purdue neutral. Hopefully Purdue loses to Wisconsin, because I would love another shot at Wisconsin again.
Yes. Well, it's different because it's a triple bye, so in a sense in the past, this wouldn't be like your first game in the Big Ten. It wouldn't be a caliber of like
Well,
Purdue.
4-5, right? Like it would still be.
Sure, but at least you've like played a gimme at the, maybe you've played like a gimme at that point, you're saying.
No, it's a triple bye versus a double bye just because there's more teams in it, but like the
I see. Yes,
over
you're.
because now there's the 15 is playing the 18 in Tuesday or whatever.
You guys want to take Tuesday off and just go just go watch some ball on Tuesday at the UC?
No.
Sam was I was on Ticketmaster looking at
It's been done when
it's
we were in
it's
the
been
game, and we acted like it was the biggest deal in the world beating Northwestern to win a play-in game
and then get our face stomped in the next day by
by
Iowa.
Iowa.
Yeah. Good memories, boys.
It wasn't the Kipper Big Ten tournament game against Iowa that we could have used.
Not so. Wow, we're really getting words. It's all right, boys. It's the first podcast of March for us.
Yeah.
Like we're here.
First podcast in March. I don't know about you guys. I'm definitely like score watching a lot more across all of college basketball just because now these games can kind of really affect our seeding, right?
Yeah.
Like it was great to see Alabama go down tonight
Yep.
randomly. It was great to see Iowa State go down. It was great to see like other teams are struggling. Texas Tech lost to TCU, which is a nice reminder that like we're not the only team that maybe isn't perfect in the last few here.
Even Kansas is losing right now to Arizona State. Not that they're going to overtake us, but
Yeah, no, they were
I'm just in a petty mood. I don't want Arizona State to beat Kansas.
exactly. They were down 20 at halftime, and Bill Self got
Oh, they
kicked out
were.
of the game. Yeah.
Really? Really?
Yes. Like he got called for like two technicals because he was protesting a foul.
Bill Self losing his fastball?
I mean, they came out and immediately went on like a 12-0 run to start the second
He's
half.
got
So
his
maybe he knew
fastball
what he was
back.
doing. But yes, love seeing all these teams lose. I don't know about you guys. I'm really thinking like, however you can stay on the three line is just really important to me. Like, because I think we saw with the Michigan game, okay, maybe the top tier teams we can't fully compete with. But if you get to the three line, you play a two seed in the Sweet 16, and then maybe you get some help in the Elite Eight. Maybe you're playing a four seed or a five seed, you know?
Also,
Like,
oh, it's March for Johnny. It's here we go. Here we go. You're playing. It's good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is Johnny Delusion.
I'll say I'll say another stupid thing. The 3 versus 2 is like a great equalizer because it's like, hey, maybe we should have been a 2 seed, but whatever. Like, we're still in the 2-3 game. Like,
It
we're
doesn't
here
matter at the
anyways.
end. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah. It's March. It's time for Johnny to start getting revved up about the committee. It's time for Johnny to start making big delusional, but not delusional is too strong of a word. But yeah, stay on that 3 line. Obviously, it's going to depend on what other teams do, but it feels like it's you take care of Maryland. You win one again. I
Yeah,
know
you
they
win
don't.
one
They
Big Ten. Yeah.
do. I know once you kind of get to Saturday in the Big Ten tournament, the committee doesn't care. Which I've been doing this for 6 years now. I'm not going to do it again. You would have. You'd have to have a lot go wrong to fall a seed, I think. Obviously, Maryland. If you lose to Maryland, that brings you down a seed. You deserve to fall down one. That's a Q. Well, that's a
It
Johnny.
might be a Q2 just because it's at Maryland, but
Don't lose to Maryland.
no, do not lose to Maryland.
Sunday afternoon, don't come out sleepy. Do not lose to Maryland. So yes, I'm with you, Johnny and Sam. Stay on that 3 line and like you still got a real shot at this thing of making a deep run.
Yeah, and maybe our UConn game was that Michigan game, right? Like, we kind of, sorry, 2024, right? Like, that team could play with almost anyone, and then they just ran into a giant in UConn. So maybe this year it's like, okay, we ran into the buzzsaw and that was Michigan, but like maybe we don't run into the buzzsaw in the Elite Eight again. And then,
Which we got to get to the Elite
yeah,
Eight first.
we
By the way,
have to.
Johnny,
That's very true.
what seed was UConn when they won the first time the year before we ran
Four
into them?
seed.
4 seed.
So
So three
you're saying
seeds.
we're not we need to drop a little bit.
Nah, I'm just saying if
That's
UConn
what
won
he's
as a
saying.
4 seed, us as a 3 seed, it's even easier.
I love these comparisons. Keep them going. Keep them going. Yeah, it's a great time of year, boys. It's a fantastic time of year. Trying to think anything else. I know we haven't recorded one of these in a couple weeks. It feels like from here on out, we're recording every game. This is how you know we're getting into the fun part of the season here. Let's do one of these after every game, boys. Hopefully we have, I don't know, 11 more.
Yeah, is it 10? Is that
10.
yeah. 'Cause I think 11, but then that today was one of them, I think.
Well, we'll do
So
one after we win it. We're gonna do like a couple after we win it all,
good
obviously.
point. Good point. Yeah.
That's
It'll take us a few days to kind of get it together,
that's You won't be hearing from me for a week, that's for sure.
yeah. Yeah, okay. If we win it all, should we also do like a just a recap on the first half of the game. Just a recap of the second half. Like,
And then from the Terminal 5, as we are taking our Balkan trip as well, we can check
yes,
in.
of course, of
We can check
course.
in there from the Adriatics as well.
We'll do
So
like a, you know how they have like a Messi cam that just follows Messi throughout the game? We'll do like a podcast for each player,
And
like a POV pod for each
so
player.
Blake, with 17:42 left in the second half, he got up and he clapped 11 times, and then he went and gave Murk a high five.
And I don't know what he said to Tommy in that timeout, but
But it helped,
something
but it
happened.
but it spurned something. Yes. Cool. It's a great time of year, boys. I'm back and I'm excited. I know it obviously was a tough week and a half, but I think especially recording this episode, the taste is flushed out of my mouth a little bit more and I feel good. Again, lot in front of this team still to accomplish, which is so much fun and never take it for granted. They mentioned obviously Oregon having a really hard year. Dana Altman, like 20 win seasons every single year for like decades in a row. So it is not lost upon me how hard it is for Brad to do what he's doing. Obviously, Oregon's not having the season that they wanted to have, but Dana Altman, unfortunately, this is not his Rubik's Cube year here. But again, never lost upon us. Another 20 plus win season, another really good year
14
coming.
win Big Ten season, right? We
Right.
another game or another year we won 70% of our Big Ten games at least. If we beat Maryland, we have as many wins as we did when we won the Big Ten in 2022. Like
Absolutely. Yeah.
it, your perspective is totally right, Maddie.
Yeah. I love it.
We're
Nothing to lose.
lucky to be here.
Lucky. Understatement. Anything else, Sam, Johnny, before we get out of here?
Nothing for me.
Beat Maryland.
Beat Maryland.
Yes. Beat Maryland. Yeah.
Finish the job.
Finish the job. All right, boys. Good to get back on the mics. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll catch you on the next one. ILL.